let's speak to a young man called Stinson. Hello, Stinson.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Thank you very much for joining us. I really, really appreciate this.
It's fine.
Late night radio, as you know, you never know what's going to happen. And I found out about you because somebody has told me on Twitter that I must get you on the station. And I'm always doing what I'm told. You've got a story to tell. Please start and take as long as you want. But start at the beginning. Tell me what it's all about.
Right. Well, first off, I'll introduce myself to people that don't know who I am. My name's Stinson Hunter, and basically what I do is I act as a underage child online and arrange to meet men who have an interest in this child for sexual purposes. I arrange to meet these people, film the recordings, and put them online and hand the information into the police. But how all this actually started was... me and my ex-fiance broke up. I was really pretty down. This was back in 2009, I think it was. 2009. So me and her broke up. My friend's girlfriend came round to see if I was all right. And this was back when I used to drink, and she brought some alcohol round. And we were just talking, and she said, "Oh, I got asked for ID for this." I was like, "Oh, yeah, right." She goes, "Yeah, I did." Anyway, the conversation got to talking, and I was like, "You come to a point where I was like, do you think that if we put you on the internet and purporting you to be a underage, as in 15 and under year old girl, do you think people would actually fall for it?" And she was like, "Yeah, I think they probably would, because, you know, I used to get men hitting on me all the time, and this, that, and the other on MSN back in the day when MSN was a thing." And MySpace. And so what we did was we set up a profile on Plenty of Fish. Plenty of Fish. Set up a profile, picture, took some pictures of her, just normal pictures, nothing provocative, nothing to encourage anyone to give them the wrong idea. And then we filled out the whole profile. "Hi, my name's Annabelle," I think the name was. "Hi, my name's Annabelle. I'm 15. I know I probably shouldn't be on here, but, you know, I'm more mature than people my own age." Filled out the whole profile, the bio, everything, and just sat back, watched. All these messages came in. Some you could tell were cut and paste messages, so they hadn't read your profile. Some people were like, "Oh, I've read your profile. Oh, so you shouldn't be on here then. Oh." And then you get some that were just out and out perverts straight away, sending pictures of the penises. So I got to talking. We were both talking to them, and then we got them on MSN, and we were talking on there. And I was like, "Look," I said to my friend, I was like, "Look, do you reckon, like, one of these would turn up if we were like, you know, do you want to come round or something?" And she's like, "Oh, we'll give it a go. So I just chose someone because it's a rival football team. I thought there was about five people we talked to, and I thought, I'll choose him, rival football team, see if, just think for a second that he would. And he turned up, and we were watching him out of the window, just watching him parked up, and I was just like, "Oh my God, what is this about?" And then I sort of toyed with it again, sort of for a year and a bit, sort of did little things here and there, just little experiments, see how people would react to certain things and this and the other. Nothing, you know, nothing illegal or anything. It was just same sort of thing, but, you know, seeing if they would go and meet and then bring something, and you see them with a pizza going to somebody's house and knocking the door and it's someone else. And then it was 2012. I was on Skype with my friend Jay. Him and I were talking, and I was like, "Dude, like, I want to do something serious. Like, I've always sort of, like, I made videos where I'd go into games on Xbox or PlayStation and just, like, sort of be an idiot and get people really angry. Just be an idiot, basically. And I was like, I want to do something serious. I want to do something that people wouldn't expect me to do. People always expect me to be the comedian and to be the guy that messes about." And I was like, "Oh, what do you want to do?" And we were talking about exposing scammers and, you know, all things like that. And I was like, no, it's been done. Like, all this has been done before. No one's going to pay any attention to this because you've got rogue traders, you've got this, that, and the other. I looked up, and I had Sky at the time, and I looked up, and it was, I had the Crime Channel, CI, I think it's called. I looked up and there was the USA program to catch a predator. So I said to my mate, I was like, dude, put whatever channel that channel was on Sky. I said, have you got Sky? Yeah, I'll put this channel on, put it on. I was like, mate, I'm telling you now, I've done this before, so you're probably going to think I'm lying, but I genuinely have done this before. And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, all right, and watch this. Got my friend in that was there for the very first original one. And I was like, tell him what we did that night when you come round mine after me and Emily had broken up. So she went and told Jay. And then Jay was like, oh, my God. And then we started talking about it for a few weeks. We didn't rush into it. I was telling him about the law side of it and the legalities of doing it. And originally it was going to be kind of half serious, but half sort of humiliating them, making them feel stupid and worthless. And that was kind of a negative sort of attitude, which I'll kind of address now. But, you know, that was the original sort of idea. We were going to do all sorts of different scenarios, but kind of when we got involved in it, when we started sort of set a profile up, and I had a guy message me, and he was a community mental health nurse for the RAF, for the RAF. So I told him, I says, oh, I'm 14, I think that was the first time I went to 14. And I was like, oh, I'm 14. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's not a problem. Have you got a number I can text you on? I don't really want to talk on here, sort of thing. And I was like, oh, right, fair dues, mate. So I ended up talking to him for about a month, I think, month and a bit, you know, and he was calling her daddy's little princess and things like that. And I got him I rang him up on Skype on his mobile. Obviously, with Skype Premium, you can sort of bring mobiles and stuff. Got one of my female friends to act as the 14-year-old girl, just talking normally. And he was like, hi, is that daddy's little princess? Oh, I love you. Can't wait to see you. He booked a really nice hotel room for her. We met him in the hotel room. And my interviewing strategy then was kind of really, it was kind of good cop, bad cop. I was the aggressive one, but the one that sort of would tie them up in knots. And my mate Jay was kind of the nice guy that would make them feel like they were all right, you know, sort of good cop, bad cop. But obviously looking back now, I don't do that anymore. And it was kind of the wrong way of doing it. And then I did a few that year in 2012. Then me and my ex-girlfriend broke up. And I kind of slumped into a bit of a depression. Couldn't get myself out of this slump and blah, blah, blah. And then one day I woke up and I said to the person, my friend that was with me, I said to me, mate, I was like, yeah, mate, what do you reckon about, you know, starting this back up again? And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll help you. So we set a profile up, and this was in 2013, January 2013, I think it was. Set a profile up and met the guy. He turned out he was a university lecturer, former university lecturer. 63 or something, 62, I'm not sure of his age. We exposed him, but the video went absolutely viral. It went beyond anything that I'd ever expected. It went viral and I was on the news and stuff. And the guy that was with me, I was like, look, you know, kind of, you know, I've got to commit or whatever. And he sort of, I can't really commit, mate. And I was like, that's fair enough. So I was doing it on my own then, just completely on my own. And I caught a teacher from Accrington, and I did that, and that made the nationals. And then I've talked to a couple of people who are now called, their names are Stubbsy and Grime. I was talking to them on Facebook, and after a couple of weeks I was like, right, I'm going to give them a go, met up with them, and then they became part of the team, and then there's obviously Mark as well. But you know, there was, from that point, you know, the police, originally I wasn't handing the information into the police. I was kind of just doing it to raise awareness, to show people that there was this kind of gap, this hole that these people were sort of manipulating and nobody was doing anything about it, you know. And sort of, so I've lost my train of thought.
No, you were telling us you've got the group of people.
Yeah.
You've got the lads, and you felt that there was nobody dealing with this issue.
Yeah. And, you know, and the police contacted me and they were like, look, if you're going to do this, can you kind of give us the information? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Handed them all the old information that I still had backed up, stuff that I hadn't lost through hard drive crashes. And we carried on. And then I was run over by a guy that we turned up to me. I can't really go into too much about it. He's pleaded guilty on the sex charges, the grooming charges.
But then he's going down the other road with you over the...
I haven't heard anything back from it. We were supposed to have a trial about 2 months ago.
All right, well, leave that one too, because you evidently know about the law, so you know what you're doing. Let me start to ask you some questions. You've just told us a story. Let me be negative with one question. And then I will be totally positive. But I've got to ask this.
Yeah.
Is it a bit of a turn-on for you?
No. See, this is what a lot of people have asked. And no, like, it's absolutely not. It's the thing that keeps me going and that drives me, the sole thing, is the fact that I'm being told no. And I'm like, look, there's a problem that you're not addressing, the police. You're not addressing this problem. And that is what drives me. I mean, I've had that asked before. People have asked that, and it's not a weird question to ask. It's not something that's uncommon, you know. But no,
right,
no, you can't possibly get turned on with the things that we have to hear, mate.
Right. I wanted to ask that. Now we'll now go and talk about it. First of all, the name, which I know is not your real name, but it now is your legal name. Why that name? It's a very unusual name.
It was just random. I had Hunter because it was part of my griefing, sort of winding people up online, sort of last name. And then I just kind of chose the name randomly. And I was just like, oh, that'll do. And I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, that'll do for an online name. It's never going to be any bigger than kind of a couple of people on a page. And by the time it got, you know, I realised it kind of got big. But it's an unusual name. It's something that people can remember and people can say, oh, have you seen that Stinson Hunter video? Have you seen that Hunter guy? You know, it's kind of universal. It gets people, and that's sort of the main thing.
How many people now have you set up?
It's not the right way, but yeah, no, we don't actually set them up, but we've caught on camera probably 40. We've caught about probably 40 on camera. We've handed probably 100 over that not necessarily have broken the law, but it's something for police intelligence. So we've handed that over, and that's not really, can't really expose if they haven't broken the law, but they might have cheated on the edge.
And then they keep that information in case it's a piece of a jigsaw.
For future reference.
How many have been prosecuted?
I think we've had, out of the 30-odd videos we've had, I think 27 charged. There's a whole rigmarole to the other ones why they didn't get charged, but there's a film coming out that's going to cover that. And then there was 50. One got found guilty by jury. That was a teacher from Accrington. He was found guilty by jury, and the rest pleaded guilty at court. And then there's... the guy that ran me over, he still got the trial for the hit and run. Mm. And then there's another guy. I know there's two trials in January I've got to go to. So, yeah, there's still some ongoing. You know, it's not really
a
climax yet.
Now, what about you? Are you a physical person? Are you the type of person that can confront situations?
How do you mean? Like,
well, it's a fearful thing you're doing. You don't know you're going to. Is it not? I mean, are you a physical man that can do karate? Are you a man that can handle yourself?
I can sort of look after myself.
You can look after yourself.
But it's not ever about that, you know.
No, I know it's not about that, but it could happen because you are setting yourself up.
It's happened twice.
It's happened twice.
But we've got but this is basically what happens. There's three of us. Three main guys, which is obviously me, Stinson, and then you've got Grime, and then you've got Stubbsy. Grime is the camera guy, editing guy. He's the one that makes everything look how it looks. Stubbsy is normally the guy that talks to the people. you know, I do it sometimes, but Stubbsy was normally the one that would do the talking. But then on the actual meets, when we go to meet these people, what you don't see is there's somebody else there that stands back. So if the person assaults me, they can sort of restrain that person while we call the police, and then obviously we'd call the police. But we've only been attacked twice. Once the police got we called the police, and the other one, the guy sort of left me with two broken ankles and the dead sort of thing. So
do you actually put the names up once you've done the video, and is that legal?
Everything that I do is legal, but we generally don't put the names on them. I mean, there are names on some of the videos, but I kind of don't really do it. There's nothing against the law to put that name, because that person in the video is talking to me. He's aware he's being filmed, so that there is consent, and it's perfectly legal for me to upload it to the internet and share it, because I'm not saying anything that isn't true. Everything that I'm saying, that in the title, certain year old man arranged to meet ex girl for sex or after grooming, and I'm putting the facts in there. Nothing is infactual, and nothing there is misleading and false, you know. So there's nothing that legality wise, no, I'm pretty rock solid.
Stenson, have you had any legal training? Have you looked into it yourself?
Well, it's not uncommon, it's not unknown of, rather, that I served time in prison from the age of 18 till I was 25. It was for an arson. I set fire to an empty building and 8:30 at night. There was no one in danger or anything, but you know, there was a lot of other stuff around it, is why I got so long. You know, I wasn't a well person, and whilst I was in prison, I used my time constructively, researched law, you know, and then ultimately I managed to get a place. Even though I didn't leave school with any education, I got a place at university, and one of the modules on there was a law module, because it's social science, and that was kind of, I did first year and a bit of that, and then I had to drop out. But yeah, so I know
a little bit of the law.
I know enough for me to do what I'm doing legally. So
has it taken over your life?
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
Totally. Yeah.
Has it taken over the other lads' lives?
Well, not really. Kind of, because I'm Stubbsy kind of stepped back. This isn't really sort of it's public knowledge now, but Stubbsy kind of stepped back last year because there was a woman that started a hate campaign against us all and trying to post his personal details. So he decided to step back and we took him out. So it affected him a little bit at that point. Not so much now, because he's kind of out of it. Grime, he kind of, all he does is really, he's a camera, the internet sort of web guy. You know, he doesn't really look into everything else, you know what I mean? It's kind of, everything's on me. I'm the one that always does sort of the interviews. I'm the one that updates stuff. And, you know, I've got Mark, who's the admin on the Facebook page. You know, luckily I've got him, you know, because he mans that pretty much 24/7. And then I'm manning Twitter. So
I've got to ask, Twitter and Facebook, have they given you any grief?
No, never. Because it's... You know, it's because the person is staying there. The person has given their consent by staying in there. They're giving their consent, and I'm not publishing anything that's, you know, defamatory or illegal or wrong. You know, I mean, Facebook allow people to keep videos up of kittens having their heads chopped off, things like that, you know, and that's illegal, you know. So everything that I'm doing is perfectly legal. So there's nothing they can do, really. Right. There's nothing they will do.
Got to ask. Where do you stand, without mentioning any forces, but where do you stand with the police over this? Because it is a fine line, this.
Yeah. I can't name forces.
Talk about the police in general.
Yeah, there's been some forces have been fine. They've always said, Stinson, we do not condone what you do. You know, they've put out things saying we do not condone the actions of Stinson Hunter and things like that. But they've always been pretty much straight down the line with me. You know, they're like, we can't work with you, da 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 da. So I was like, sound. But then there's another lot that were kind of said to me, look, we can't do anything. You know, we can't stop you doing this. There's nothing we can do. Let's just sort of work together. You know, we can help each other. You know, you just hand it in. We won't hassle you. You just hand it in. just hand us the information before, you know, give us a bit of notice before you whack the video up. And I was like, yeah, that's absolutely fine. I don't mind doing that. And then the other day I went to give a statement against a guy and they hijacked me and they were just like, you've got to stop. And I was like, well, why? I'm not doing anything illegal. Your own staff have told me that. You know, you even set up logs to say that I'm coming up and, you know, not to confiscate my stuff. You know, I've got proof of that I've put all over my Facebook, you know, my official Facebook page and over my Twitter account. You know, so it's sort of massively contradicted what they were originally saying not 4 months ago, you know.
Have they tried to stop you doing it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're trying to scare me off with, you know, one force kind of tried to use the financial side of things because they were saying that we make money out of this and we're actually at a 250-some-a-pound loss every month. Well, I am, and Grime is personally. We're both out of money every month. They tried that angle with me and I was just like, yeah, I don't care. Like, you know, you can threaten me with all that. You're not going to get nothing out of me. And then this other force have tried to sort of say, well, you could get done for having child porn if someone sends you that image. And I'm like, yes, I could if I copy that image or if I do da 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 to that image. But if I received an image, which this has happened before, we've received an image that someone's purporting to be an underage person. The laptop was immediately taken down to the local police station, handed in as evidence, and that was it. As long as you don't copy it, you're not doing anything else to that image, it's fine. You report it straight away. Police can't do anything.
Have the press and the media been good to you or been negative towards you?
Generally, they've been all right. There's the Daily Mail didn't like me very much. You know, mm-hmm. They tried to link me to a guy's suicide, and I was just, you know, the coroner didn't even mention it in court. The guy was on police bail. The guy's video wasn't even online. They tried to link me to his suicide, you know, but then that kind of backfired when they realised that the coroner was like, didn't even mention me in the court. And then, but generally, yeah, the media have been quite supportive, you know.
Now, is there a film coming out?
Yeah, there's a Channel 4 documentary. I don't actually know the actual release date, but it's very, very soon. And, you know, if people go over to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/StintonHunterOfficial, or over to Twitter, which is @StintonXHunter, I'll be announcing it as soon as I get the date. I'm going to announce it. It's actually with multi-BAFTA award-winning director Dan Reed. He's won BAFTAs and stuff, so it's an actual honour to sort of get my message out there with someone that's got an amazing talent for film. So I respect filmmakers. So
tell me how long he spent with you. Tell me how long he spent with you.
Dan has spent, wow. We started filming. We arranged it. I agreed because it's sort of down, you know, what the guys were saying, and I sort of made the final decision. We had the initial interview, not the interview, but the meeting, sorry, in April, May. And then I got run over, so the kind of filming got postponed. Yeah. The week after I got out of hospital, we started. So it was about June the 15th, I think, we started filming, first time we filmed. And then we finished filming a couple of months ago. So we did some, because we've had like the verdicts of that the teacher that was convicted and things.
So they've
like
waited
that
for that to have a conclusion on the programme.
Sort of a climax to it. But
I've got to ask, where do you see this going and where do you see this ending?
To be honest, I didn't think that it would ever get as far as where it's got. So now I'm kind of sort of, I know sort of what I'd like to see happen, but I'm kind of thinking on my feet a little bit as to where I see it going. I know what I'd like to see happen, but where this is going to go, I have no idea, man. It's gone like completely beyond anything that I expected. You know, it started off as, you know, an experiment that grew into something that I believed with all my heart and all my soul. And I've literally put everything into this, you know. So I don't know. Like, for me, the film coming out is the ultimate sort of climax for the whole thing. You know, that's going to get the message out there to the millions, and people are going to start looking at their kids' iPhones and their Android phones and things, and they're going to start making sure that their online accounts such as Facebook and Instagram and things like that are a lot more safer, because it's so easy to get access to people's photos and information and things like that, and there's a lot of dangerous people online. So if I can get that message out there, if I can get people, you know, to all look and see that there's a massive problem, that something needs to be done, the government needs to address it, and the government needs to start taking it a little bit more seriously. If I can get that message out there, then I've accomplished my mission, and I can walk away with my head held high and know that I've done something pretty damn amazing. And now, I've got a lot of people convicted over it. So, you know.
Without going into who you are, because I know your privacy is very private, how do your family and friends cope with it?
I'm not really close to my family. I kind of talk to my dad, but we're not sort of, we get on, but we're not sort of close or anything. So he sort of, he just takes in his stride. He's like, oh, is that it again, sort of thing.
Do you think he'll be different once the TV show comes out?
No, I think it's going to be the same. I think, my dad's had plenty of chances to sell me out, and he hasn't. You know, he's been actually out of a lot of them. He's been all right with me. You know, my friends have been awesome, but my friends are kind of, they're in this with me. You know, Mark and Stubbsy and Grime, they're all in this with me. And then the sort of my girlfriend, you know, and the little lad and things like that, we've got the whole sort of, you know, that's a new, relatively new thing. So it's kind of an adjustment period for both of us, sort of thing. But generally, like, people cope with it all right, because I'm kind of the same guy. Like, nothing has ever changed, mate. Like, I've not changed since this. Like, people might think that I've got a bit of an ego, excuse me, but I haven't at all. It's just sometimes how I come across. But I've kind of always been exactly the same from, you know, forever. I've not changed. This hasn't changed me, and I won't let it change me, because I'm nothing special. I'm just a guy that found a hole in something and decided to fill it and do something about it.
You know, you mentioned you were very honest that you had a problem over going to prison, and it was a bad time for you. Are you not worried that when this TV show comes out and you get more and more recognition for who you are, are you not worried that somebody out there is going to try and bring you down?
Well, thing is, the film isn't just about me and my best friends catching men that are trying to meet kids. It kind of was originally going to be about that, but the film kind of turned to focus on me, and I kind of give it all away. Like, how honest I've been with you, I've been honest in the film, and I don't hide away from it. I don't hide away from the fact that, yes, I had a problem with drugs. Yes, I had a problem with drink. Yes, I've been to prison. Yes, I've done some pretty disgusting things. You know, I've done some really terrible, terrible things in my life. But I've been to prison. I've been rehabilitated. You know, I went back in prison for a short period because I refused a pre-sentence report over something completely minor, refused a pre-sentence report, and they locked me back up for 6 weeks or something stupid. You know, but that was 6 years ago now, that last time. But I'm completely honest about who I've been and where I've got to and the journey that I've been on from 1981 when I was born to 2014, where I'm kind of this completely new person as opposed to the junkie kid that I was in 1999. You know, I throw it all at myself. There's nothing that anybody can really throw at me because I've already done it myself.
Does it not scare you that it is such a big problem? When you hear about Rotherham, you hear about these unbelievable stories these days. Doesn't it frighten you that you're not even touching the surface?
It terrifies me. You know, I've, with the way that the police handle things and the way that the police, I've been a witness to the police letting people go. I'm not going to say names, but there's a person that arranged to meet an 11-year-old girl. He arranged to meet an 11-year-old child, mate, right? He turned up. The evidence was absolutely compelling. It was absolutely, there was recordings, there was phone conversations that had been filmed, there'd been text messages from start to finish, videos, everything, right? Absolutely everything. And the CPS let him walk, right? Now, that scares me. That terrifies me more than I think what's actually going on online, because the people aren't doing anything about it. You know, they're letting these people walk away, and they're not doing absolutely anything about it. So, you know, sometimes it's like, well, what is worse, the person online or the person sat there knowing it's happening and not doing a single thing about it? You know, so that scares me. You know, but at the end of the day, you, you've got to face these things head on. You've got to kind of, if you sort of get a bit scared of something and you know, you feel like you want to run, which is something that I'm really accustomed to doing, you know, don't run and just face it head on and just deal with it. And that's kind of, I've got a goal and I know what I want to do and I want to get people to start listening, paying attention and changing things. And I'm going to do that. As much havoc as I cause, you know, I will continue to, you know, defy the police and defy people and just carry on doing it, because there's 127,000 people on my Facebook page. You know, that's testament to how successful this work is. 15 plus convictions based on our evidence alone, mine, Stubbs's, Grimes, Mark's evidence alone, you know, and that's sort of, that's awesome. So, yeah.
What do you say to people that say, but you're a vigilante?
Well, the vigilante thing, I'm not taking the law into my own hands. I'm reporting a crime. That's essentially all I'm doing. If you want to get down to the bare bones, the bare facts, the bare minimum of what I do, I'm just reporting a crime and I'm posting sort of the CCTV footage of a crime being committed, if you will, online. You know, all I'm, the police deal with the law side of things. I'm just, you know, I'm not beating these people up. I'm not holding them to ransom. I'm not holding them hostage. I'm not threatening them. Originally, yes, I was quite aggressive in tone to them, but now I always point out there's going to be no hostilities. You know, so, yeah, it's like the vigilante thing. It's like it gets thrown around by people that don't really understand what it means, and I don't really fall into that category. You know, I'm probably the opposite, because I hand them to the police without a single mark on them. So,
Stinson, I have never spoken to you before. I am absolutely overwhelmed at your honesty, your truthfulness. I hope you're going to keep in touch and let us know when the program comes out.
Yeah, definitely.
To finish off, and please use this platform, because you mentioned it and touched on it before about parents and the children. It's all yours.
Yeah. All I want to say really is, you know, parents, you know, you need to be watching what your kids are doing with their iPads and their iPhones and whatever else, and who they're talking to and how much access you give your children to the internet. You know, I'm not going to go on for it too long, but if you want more information, we've got really brilliant admin over on the Facebook page. Come over there and ask questions. It's facebook.com/StinsonHunterOfficial. It's StinsonHunter official. And then there's Twitter @StinsonXHunter, which is kind of where I hang out mostly. I'm always on there. It's the only one that I use. So if you've got any questions, anything you want to know about what we do and, you know, sort of how to sort of be safe online and whatnot, just come over and we'll try and help as much as we can. So, yeah, that's...
I'm just overwhelmed. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.